Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Jesse. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I am delighted.
I'm so excited to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I am Jesse Mahalik. I write space opera romance, generally speaking, which if you are not a fan of space opera, you might not know what that means. It's basically Star Wars with more kissing. So if you, you know, wish that you got to actually see Leia and Han's romance through the films, like you might enjoy my books.
Yes, and I was just telling you, they're the perfect escape for 2 days contemporary world. So there's like world building, there's like spaceships, there's like, and this new series, there's like hunters or bounty hunters, you know, going through some random hole in the spaceship, you know?
Yes, yeah, it is definitely an escape. So if the real world is getting you down, like it's been getting me down for the last, let's say, many years now, you can escape to space and have action and adventure and romance, and you are guaranteed and happily ever after, because my books are romance. So no matter how bleak it seems in the middle, don't worry,
they're gonna work itself out. So let's chat about the series, Hunt the Stars and Eclipse the Moon. So tell us the elevator pitch of the series.
Okay, so the elevator pitch is basically humans and these alien species of Volofs have been at war forever, but the war is over now, and now they have to figure out how to work together. And so my most recent book is Eclipse the Moon, and it is a rainbow-haired, chaotic, sunshiny hacker and a grumpy Volovian telepath have to figure out how to stop an interstellar war and also, you know, get along and maybe have some romance in there as well.
I know, and it's so good.
So, thank you.
Talk about the world building and like how do you come up with this story, like just specifically the series, the arcs and the different people, and create the world and then create the characters and the plot, like which one comes first, you know?
For me, characters always come first. So for Hunt the Stars is the first book in the series, I knew Tavi, that's the bounty hunter captain, and I knew Torin, that's the Volof general, and everything else built out from there, basically. So I started with them, and I'm like, I'm going to have to get them together. How am I going to get them together? Oh, well, Torin is going to give her basically an offer she can't refuse, which is, you know, a dump truck full of money, except space money, a dump truck full of credits. And then everything builds from there. So I start with characters and then I build the world out from that. I build the plot from that. I do not plot ahead. So I plot as I write, which sometimes leads me to interesting things that I might not have done otherwise. So yeah, it's all starts with characters.
Soul Stars with characters. And so are we getting a book three in the series? Or are we getting another couple for?
You are getting a book three. It has not been announced what it is quite yet or who the couple is. But I mean, at the end of book two, I think that I'm pretty sure that my editor and the publisher put in like who it is going to be. So it's not really a secret anymore, but yeah, there will be a book three. It is coming out, I believe, in May of next year. So not too long from now. And book two is coming out July 12th, which may or may not be already passed, depending on when this podcast goes up, but it's very soon. And so book one and two are out now. Book three is coming out next year.
And they're the perfect binge. And so we should talk about Polaris Rising and that
that series. So, because once we finish these two books, we need more. So talk to us about your previous series, you know, because
so,
that's a great series.
Yes, that is a complete trilogy that is finished. So if you want something to binge while you're waiting for book three, go back and read Polaris Rising, Aurora Blazing, and Chaos Reigning. And that's the Consortium Rebellion series. And that book also started with characters. Like I saw Ada, like that first scene that opens Polaris Rising, Ada is being captured by bounty hunters who are going to drag her back to her family, basically. That is the scene that I wrote first in that book, and it stayed all through edits and all through everything. And so Ada is basically a space princess. She's a daughter of one of the three high houses that rule sort of the universe. And her father wanted to force her into an arranged marriage, and she said, I want no part of that. So she went on the run, and she was sort of on the lam for 2 years. And the book opens with her being caught, and she gets thrown into a cell. She gives the bounty hunter so much trouble. They're like, well, we'll show you. She gets thrown into a cell with Marcus Locke, who is a notorious outlaw. And they decide that the enemy and my enemy is my friend. And they team up to escape the ship. And then, you know, it sort of goes from there. Once again, space opera romance, guaranteed happily ever after. Every book follows a new couple. So you can be sure that there won't be too much sadness whenever you read.
And there is no cliffhanger because they follow a different couple. So,
correct.
You know, so you're going to give us a tidy up, you know, whole story within one book. So,
yep.
There we go. Awesome. So what kind of books do you tend to read?
I mostly read fiction. I mostly read science fiction, fantasy, and a lot of romance. So most of my reading falls into some genre of romance. So whether it is fantasy romance, science fiction romance, contemporary, historical, I do read just straight science fiction and fantasy as well, but that's probably a smaller percentage because, like I said, with the world kind of being the way it is, that happily ever after and that just like guaranteed this book is going to end well really is what my brain needs right now.
Yes. Yes, I agree. So do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
I absolutely have books to recommend, and I have a whole list on my website, jessiemahalik.com. If you go, there's a book recs link, and it's sorted by like trope and genre, so you can go and find something. But today I wanted to talk about four books that are like hopeful and persistence and just like joy bringing, because, you know, we could all use a little bit more joy. The first one is Deal with the Devil by Kit Rocha. It is the first of a series, the Mercenary Librarian series, which already, if you hear Mercenary Librarians, you should be like one clicking on this book. The third book in the series, it's a trilogy right now. The third book comes out in August. So now is a great time to jump in. And the main character, the reason I'm recommending this is the main character in Deal with the Devil. Sorry, all the books are named something devil. And so I forget which one came first, but Deal with the Devil is the first one. Nina is building a community in sort of a dystopian, like if capitalism went to a 1,000% extreme, horrible society. And she's building a community, she's building a library, she's helping out her neighbors, and she just refuses to lose hope. And so the story is all about found family and community and hope, and it is amazing, and I love it.
I can't wait. I need to download this one. Just send, you have me a Mercenary Librarian. It's like,
yeah. What
can you ask for?
Yeah, exactly. So that one, I love that whole series. And as I said, now is a great time to jump into it. The second one I want to recommend is Rebel by Beverly Jenkins. It is a historical romance set right after the Civil War. And it is, Valinda is the main character, and she goes to New Orleans to teach the newly freed people, which if you know anything about history, there's a contingent that maybe doesn't want formerly enslaved people to learn how to read and write and better themselves. And so she faces a lot of pushback, but of course the hero of the story, Drake, is there and falls just like head over heels for her basically from the beginning, which I adore. And one thing that I really adore about Miss Bev's books is the way that she so deftly weaves in history. Like, it's never like a history like lesson, but you come out just knowing so much more than you went in. And so I adore it. The book is great. It's one of my comfort reads. So Rebel by Beverly Jenkins, I highly recommend as well.
You can't go wrong with Miss Fouts, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a must read for anyone who's general into romance or historical romance specifically. You need to have Miss Fab, you know, Beverly Jenkins' book, just to your PBR.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The third book is A Prince on Paper by Alyssa Cole. Mm-hmm. And I adore Alyssa Cole's books. She is like the top of the craft when it comes to emotion and just like tugging on your heartstrings. And this book is just everything. The main character is Naya, and she spent her whole life growing up with her father telling her that her dreams were too big and that she should think smaller and that she should stay home and be an obedient daughter and not ever leave. And so this book is basically her shaking off all of those, you know, growing up things with the help of a playboy prince who is maybe a little more than he seems, than his tabloid exploits would make you think. And if there's a fake engagement in it, which is one of my favorite tropes. And really just the whole thing, like it's all about acceptance and love and grieving. And just like the book is amazing. And like, if you want a study in how to do emotion in novels, Alyssa Cole, you should absolutely read, but this is one of my favorites of hers.
It is my favorite too. I'm gonna tell you, this book is like, I don't know, it's like 6-star read. Like, it's not even fun. It's like, it's an extra star needs.
Yes,
you.
Absolutely.
It's so good.
It is so good. I love it. I read it a lot. I read just like short passages of it just to get like that hit of like endorphins, because I'm like, oh, you love each other so much, but you're just not there yet. Like the longing, like it's just everything.
It is everything.
And the final book I just read, it's Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry. It is a high fantasy, kind of high fantasy light. It's like cozy high fantasy. I don't know if that's an actual genre, but that's what it is. It's about an orc, Viv, who decides to give up the adventuring life and open a coffee shop in a city that's never heard of coffee. And it's just like her whole adventure and how she decides to go about this and the people. It's found family again, which is one of the tropes that I absolutely adore. And it's just so soft and lovely and quiet. And it was just so comforting to read. So if you need an escape, even if you don't read high fantasy, because this really, it's high fantasy because there's orcs and there's, you know, gnomes and dwarves and what, like there's the high fantasy character classes, but it's not like I'm going to go on the adventure, I'm the chosen one sort of high fantasy. So if you want to just like dip your toe into high fantasy, this is an excellent book to do it. And it really is. It's just like a warm blanket of a book. And I highly recommend it.
This book has been mentioned a couple of times on the podcast. And I have to admit, I'm like intrigued. As someone who's like, I dip my toes in fantasy. I used to read fantasy, but stopped reading it. And so I like this idea of like, it's a warm, cozy fantasy novel. Like, I'm like, you know, coffee shop. Like, it's logic. Like, it's not
exactly
adventure of the chosen one. And I'm killing people and I'm doing those different things. It's more like, it's cozy.
Yeah, it's so cozy and it's so soft. And there is a point where, you know, Viv is very conflicted. Like, is she going to have to go back to her former life? Is she going to have to go back to becoming, you know, a murderous adventurer again? And just the way that's handled and the resolution, like I loved it. I read it so fast. I've been in a reading slump for months and months and months, and I read this book in like 2 days. So.
All right. That's a good sign of approval.
Yeah.
So Jesse, tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me at jessiemahalik.com. That's my website. That is where all of my books and blog are. I'm also on social media on Twitter at jessiemahalik. That's where I'm most active on social media. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook at jessmahalik. Mm-hmm. No IE in that one. But my website should be your first stop because it's got links to everywhere else.
And you have book recommendations on your website. So.
I do.
What more incentive can we have?
Yeah, I need to update them. I haven't updated them in a while, but there's quite a lot of books in there if you're looking for something to read.
I love this. Thank you, Jesse, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourwrenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the U.S. The Watch Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Your Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourwrenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.